Parents, we are excited to share that Lingo Kids podcasts are now available on StoryButton, the stylish audio player for kids, where they can listen to our podcasts and more without having to use a parent's phone or tablet. Connect the player to Wi-Fi and stream all of our newest episodes and listen to your other favorite kid podcasts. Use the code LINGOKIDS to save $10 off your purchase at StoryButton.com. Visit their website to learn more. Welcome to Music to Our Ears, where we share some interesting tidbits and stories related to our favorite Lingo Kids songs. Do you hear that sound? I wonder what it could be. Can you guess what that is? It's Cowie eating carrots. And it sounds kind of like this. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Can you all make a crunching sound?
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
That carrot was so yummy and crunchy.
Oh, what's that sound? I wonder what it could be. Can you guess what that is? It's Lisa drinking water. And it sounds kind of like this. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Can you make a gulping sound like that?
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Did you know that there's a special name for words that describe sounds or noises like crash or gulp?
Noisy words?
Loud words?
We call these words onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia. Let's say it slowly together.
Onomatopoeia.
Bless you, Elliot.
That's a good one. I'm sure you know what onomatopoeia word we use for when someone sneezes, right? Is an onomatopoeia, just like crunch and gulp.
Doesn't a fish say gulp too?
Yeah, I'm a fish. Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Yes, animal sounds are onomatopoeia too. Can you think of another animal onomatopoeia? Good one, Lisa.
I thought birds went chirp, chirp, like Billy.
Well, some animals can have more than one sound. And sometimes they have different onomatopoeia in different languages. For example, a common one for a bird in Spanish is pío, pío.
That's funny.
You should try it, Billy.
You did it, Billy.
Let's try guessing some other animal sounds in different languages. This onomatopoeia is in Italian. Can you guess what animal makes this sound? Bow, bow!
A horse!
No, Elliot, it's not a horse. I'll give you a hint. It's smaller than a horse, and many people have it as a pet.
A cat?
Getting closer. Try again.
A dog?
Great job! In English, we say woof woof. Okay, what about this one that's in Spanish? Can you guess what animal makes this sound?
Kikiriki.
Chicken?
Very close. I'll give you a hint. It's like a chicken, but it wakes you up with its sound in the morning.
Ooh.
Well done. In English, we say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
They sound so different.
They sure do. In the end, onomatopoeia words can sound close to the animal or noise that they are meant to sound like, but they're not exact. People in different parts of the world can hear different things.
That's music to our ears.
Speaking of different sounds, let's sing a wonderful song about onomatopoeia. Ready? Let's go!
I'm gonna need your help with this song. I want you to listen for the sound word and repeat it back. Are you ready? Here we go. I hear the wind whoosh through the trees.
Whoosh.
The leaves crunch under my feet.
Crunch.
The rocks kerplunk into the lake.
Kerplunk.
And I feel drip drops on my face.
Drip drop.
Listen up to the sounds all around. Great! This time you're going to listen for the sound word and repeat it back twice. The car vrooms down the street.
Vroom, vroom.
Its horn goes beep.
Beep, beep.
It screeches to a stop.
Screech, screech.
And the tire goes pop. This last time, you're gonna listen for the sound word and repeat it three times. Don't forget to be silly. I chomp on my food.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
I gulp down my drink.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
And now I have the hiccups.
Hiccup, hiccup, hiccup.
Oh no, I'm gonna sneeze. Achoo!
Now that was music to our ears. We hope you liked the song. Hopefully now, every time you hear a word that makes a sound, you'll think of this song. How many more onomatopoeia words can you think of? If you are ready for interactive play learning time, explore our Lingo Kids app. It offers fun and educational songs and games to help kids ages 2 and older learn and develop important skills, such as communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. That's the power of play learning. See you in our next episode. Goodbye until next time.